Hi, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey, and it's great to be with you this Friday. I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. I hope this time serves you well and is an encouragement to you. Well, on Sunday, we found ourselves in Psalm 81 as we continued in our series called Playlist. And Psalm 81 is a Thanksgiving psalm that was most likely connected to the Feast of Tabernacles, which was a time set apart for God's people to remember and to give thanks for what God had done in delivering them from bondage in Egypt and how God provided and protected them for 40 years in the wilderness. And as you move through this psalm, we see that the psalmist and God himself was calling the people to praise and thanksgiving over certain things. Things like who God is and what God has done for them. But near the middle of the psalm, things take a bit of a turn. God begins to speak to his people and calls them to obey his word and points out that they're simply not doing it, that they're not listening to him, they're not listening to his word. And in doing so, it's as if God pours his heart out. And in verse 13, he says, "Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of the wheat and with honey from the rock. I would satisfy you." God is almost calling and crying out to those who would follow him to keep close to him. In verse 13, you can almost feel the affection of God's plea. He says, "Oh, that my people would listen to me, that my sons and my daughters would walk in my ways, that despite all of their disobedience and all of their rebellion," it's amazing to just hear in these verses that God was ready to forgive. He was quickly ready to have them be close to him again. And then in verses 14 through 16, God lets them know that he was looking to give them victory over their enemies, to provide the finest of wheat to them, to give them honey from the rock. It was as if God was saying, "I'm willing, I'm ready, and I am looking for ways to make you happy, to satisfy you. All I need you to do is listen to me and follow me." And so all of this got me thinking about us today and how God wants to do the same for us, for those who follow him today, that God calls us and invites us in to keep close to him by listening to him, by obeying him, by obeying his word, and by walking in his ways. And so one of the things that stuck out to me the most in these last few verses of Psalm 81 is just how ready and willing God is to go before us and to go behind us and to protect and to provide and to bless if only we would listen to him and walk close with him. And here's where it got me thinking. All of us fall. All of us fail to listen. All of us wander. All of us drift. All of us disobey. And I know in my life, in those times where I'm not doing or haven't done what God wanted me to do, if I'm honest, I've gotten so worried about what is God going to do to me? How is God going to punish me? How will he discipline me? And now don't get me wrong, it's good to have a healthy fear of discipline. And God lets us know that he will discipline those whom he loves. But again, here's what I was thinking about. What if our obedience was less driven by fear of what God will do to us if we disobey and more rooted in what God wants to do for us? Let me say that in another way. What if the greatest tragedy in our disobedience is not in the discipline of God, but in missing the blessing of God that he was ready to bestow upon us? Have you ever thought about it like that? Now, I'm not talking prosperity gospel stuff here at all. I'm just talking about our good heavenly Father who wants good for us. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss any blessing he's ready to give. This call to keep close to Him is so important for us, not just in our obedience and our fellowship of the Lord, but in our praise and thanksgiving back to Him. So what does this look like for you? What does it look like to keep close to God? Anything keeping you away from Him today? Are you operating more out of a fear of what God will do to you rather than what God wants to do for you? I'm going to pray here in just a second, but then maybe spend some time talking with God about this today and see what He's got to say to you. Heavenly Father, we praise You today for being a personal God who wants to be near to us, and You want us to be near to You. May we begin to see You as our good Heavenly Father, maybe in ways that we've never seen before. And we give thanks to You today. We give praise to You today for how You have protected and have provided and have blessed us, and how You desire to protect and provide and bless us in the days ahead. God, we love You. Help us to love You even more. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.